Countdown. 10 seconds to firing.
9, 8, 7.
Stereophonic.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The age of space is here.
Sir, are you nuts?
That is just exactly what they want you to believe.
Who are you trying to get crazy with, S.A.? Don't you know I'm loco?
Two to one on the flamboyant tip. I'll just toss that ham in the frying pan like Spam. Get done when I come and slam. Damn, I feel like the son of Sam. Don't make me wreck shit. Hectic, next get the chair. Got me going like General Electric. And the lights are blinking. I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow. That's why I don't fuck with the big 4-0. Bro, I got to maintain, 'cause a nigga like me is going to take. Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Insane in the membrane.
Crazy insane, got no brain.
Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain.
Come on, kids. It's time to go to Sunday school.
Oh, Mom, do we have to?
Say, kids, what's the matter?
Hey, look, it's God.
Gee, God, we want to learn about the Bible and stuff, but Sunday school's so boring.
I bet it wouldn't be so boring if you took along some Bible action figures.
Bible action figures?
That's right, Timmy. Now you can help Jesus carry his cross with his new Kung Fu action grip.
Out of sight.
And that's not all, Timmy.
Do my shit undercover. Now it's time for the blubber. Blabber, watch that belly get fatter. Fat boy on a diet, don't try it. I'll jack your ass like a looter in a riot.
Antifreeze, don't drink that.
Why?
Because it'll kill you.
Oh.
This message brought to you by the United States Department of Condescending Paternalism.
Germany was having trouble. What a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he?
Where could that man be?
We looked around, and then we found the man for you and me. And now it's
springtime for Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay.
We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Winter for Poland and France.
Born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
We'll be right back.
I'm sitting there on Sunday morning in the chief of police's office at a large table.
Torture.
He was listening to a football game.
Let's be upfront about it.
A football game.
Torture. T-O-R-T-U-R-E.
On a small transistor radio.
That's the bottom line these days.
And I had it very low. To hear.
It's replaced death. Even teenagers kill themselves these days, along with the depressed and terminally ill.
And I began to hear
death's a release from pain and anxiety and humiliation.
Very low
valued reward.
Very low wailing sound.
But the threat of death just isn't enough to control people, so the ante's been raised.
Coming through the walls.
Now. It's torture.
Then it got louder.
And high-tech torture at that.
Then it got louder. And it was a moaning sound.
As the technocrats say, it's functional.
The chief of police told the colonel to turn up.
More kicking stuff in the phones, Anita. More bottom and kick in the phones.
I guess I'll just say it. Sweetie, will you marry...
The average human passes wind 11 times a day. But now there's an answer to the embarrassment. The Fart and Burp Buddy! The Fart and Burp Buddy is a tiny pouch that emits a lifelike scream when you squeeze it, diverting attention away from your loud flatulation or belch. Let's rewind and see just how the Fart and Burp Buddy can work.
Sweetie, will you marry...
Oh my God, look, it's John Travolta!
Honey, someone said they saw John Travolta!
Oh, it was probably just some crazy lady. Now, Schnuggums, will you marry me?
Zip-a-bop-doo-dee, I'm happy. Oh, yes, I'm happy. Burns, I sing a song, I'm happy. Sun is shining long,
hey,
I'm happy.
Hold,
yes, I'm happy, man. Hold
on.
Just one kiss will do.
Are you desperate for a second income? Have a really high pain threshold? If so, University Hospital is looking to pay subjects big money for practically nothing.
Twice a week, I'm paid to take pills and drink stuff. You know, sometimes I'm a little moody when I come home to my girlfriend, but... like that's anything new.
Can't get to sleep at night? Might as well be paid for your anxieties.
The glare from the lights can get annoying, but at the 20-hour mark, you don't even notice the wires and IV tubes. My kids want guitar lessons. It's all for them.
Why sit around at home watching TV when you can get paid to do it at a research facility on drugs?
Once a month, I let med students give me rectal exams. It's not like I'm a prostitute or anything. I'm paid good money to let people probe my ass.
Peace!
Hope you're still dizzy in the hizzy. I know we are. Let's think about it. We learned the slizzle, right?
Yeah!
We learned the full rizzle.
Yeah!
We learned the aw yizzle.
Yeah!
Now guess what we're gonna do? We're gonna put them together in the bling, bling, blizzle. You down with that? I think you are. All right, we're gonna start with the slizzle. You remember that one. You start with slides. You go. Hope you're still dizzy.
Peace.
I'm drinking human breast milk?
That's right.
I used to be a supermodel, but now I sell embarrassing personal items.
Ice is frozen water.
And Michelson lining up for the putt.
Hi.
Hello.
Plumber.
Order today.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang.
Sundays on UBC.
Peter, what's happening?
We have sort of a problem here.
Just
Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot. But it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great. And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo. Okay?
Yeah, no, I have the memo. I've got it. It's right.
Hello, Phil.
What's happening?
Die nächste Stück kommt von Tom Scheuzlich. Kritische Wurstsorten. Wurst mit ihm. Leberwürste. Bauernleberwurst. Berliner frische Leberwurst. Braunschweiger Leberwurst. Delikatesse Leberwurst. Frankische Leberwurst. Frankfurter Leberwurst. Frische Leberwürstchen. Frische Leberwürstchen. Greibeneiberwurst. Greiben Eiberwurst?
Hey, you guys, can I put on makeup and talk about boys with you?
Ew!
Don't stand the door.
All the kids used to be mean to me at school because I eat paste and wet my chair. But now, I've got a My Little Doppelganger doll, and everybody loves me.
You're all gonna grow up to be drunken whores, so shove it where the sun don't shine or I'll poison your lip gloss.
You're just kidding.
Don't do my hair.
It's also good for my dumb brother. Hey, Biff, Mommy said I could go to the mall with you.
Who told you to take your head out of the toilet, you little freak?
You wear girls' underwear and rub your wee-wee.
Saddle up, Tex. We're going shopping. Yeah.
And it works really great on grown-ups.
Cindy, turn off the TV and go to bed.
I'll go to bed when I'm good and ready, you pathetic nobody.
Oh, I guess a few more minutes won't hurt.
My little doppelganger is my best friend.
Mwah. Keep your gross lips off me and do something about that canker sore, would ya?
My Little Doppelganger. Also available, My Little Split Personality and My Little Addiction.
Billie Jean, not my love. She's just a girl that says that I am the one you love. The kid is not my son.
Hi. Today let's imagine a warm, moist, tropical rainforest during a gentle rain. Let's relax and enjoy the sounds of the rainforest. Oh, look. There's a cute little monkey. Hi, monkey. And a trombone. Let's imagine we're walking along a winding path through the dense foliage. We're not in a hurry. We're just enjoying the sights, the sounds, the smells. Excuse me. We're just walking along without a care in the world, not concerned at all with the slippery mud underfoot.
Whoa!
Or the anvil overhead. Oh dear, looks like you need an ambulance. Hope it doesn't lose traction in the soft, brown mud. The accident seems to have frightened the monkey, and the trombone, and the drill press, and the flock of geese, and the class of second graders, and the monster truck.
Hausmacher Leberwurst. Hannoverische Leberwurst. Hessische Leberwurst. Holsteiner Leberwurst. Kalbsleberwurst. Kesseler Leberwurst. Krauter Leberwurst. Leberwurst einfach.
Check.
Leberwürstchen. Lippische Leberwürstchen. Mähler Bärwürst. Mählpiepen. Mählpeipen. Fitzer Leberwürst. Pommersche Leberwürst. Sächsische Leberwurst, Sahne Leberwurst, Sardellen Leberwurst, Schalotten Leberwurst, Schlatzkissel Leberwurst, Schlesische Leberwurst, Speck Blutwurst. I didn't know that bacon could bleed.
You think you know theme parks? You haven't had fun until you've come to
Philosopher World.
Screw the mouse, forget the mountain. Busch Gardens is for pussies. You want a theme park? Philosopher World is the place for you. Enter Plato's Allegory of the Cave.
You may never come out.
Strap yourself into the fastest scientific yet secular perspective towards statecraft, the Mach 3 Iavelli. Try the utilitarian ride. It gets you to the end of the ride, and that's all that matters. Every ride is a tabula rasa, waiting to be strapped around your waist and grabbed onto for dear life.
You'll never lose your absolute spirits with this much to do.
St. Thomas Aquinas' log ride.
Ready to go kart.
Hustle's Leviathan.
Twirl yourself silly on the hoses. Spinoza.
Find Thoreau in the Forest Land Scavenger Hunt.
And kids, try the new Burden's Ass Petting Zoo.
One ride, and you'll be coming back for Thomas More.
God may be dead, but heaven is a place called
Philosopher World.
Warden, in order for some rides to work, you must consciously think that you are riding.
Remember the days when water was water? I'm talking about real water, straight from the faucet. No bubbles, no fancy flavors or filtering, no exotic-sounding foreign names. Just a tall, cool glass of water straight from your kitchen sink. Well, thanks to the folks at Tap Water Beverages, those memories are as close as the bottled water aisle of your local supermarket. You see, the tap water bottling process captures all of the lead, bacteria, mercury, and traces of actual raw sewage that gives tap water that distinctive flavor you remember from your childhood. And yes, they even remembered the fluoride.
Woohoo!
Tap water. Taste the memory.
I saw an ice cream truck, baby. It was by Jack Fisher Park. All I wanted was a stinking malt cup, but I got a piece of dog poo. So I slapped the ice cream man in the face and told him to give me a refund. But then he said, go away, you fat kid. I don't want to ever see you again. That was my encounter with the ice cream man. He is a fat, ugly, hairy man. The ice cream man is a fat, ugly guy. The ice cream man is fat. The ice cream man is a fat ugly guy. The ice cream man is fat, and he has a butt the size of Kansas.
welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive-compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be type of warm if I was in LA. California dreaming on such a winter's day. Stopped into a church, I must have walked their way. Well, I got sung on my knees, and I pretend to pray. You know that bridge I like that car, he knows I'm gonna stay. California dreaming on such a winter's day.
One day Morton, he was down the river and he got this mud crab, and he's got the mud crab and he's just opened the boot and threw the mud crab in there. Put the boot lid down and the fisheries fellas jumped out the bushes. Said, I got you, I got you. I see what you got there, you got a mud crab in the boat, out of season. Morton said, no way, man. Said, open the boot up. So he opened the boot up and there was the mud crab, you know. Said, I'm gonna have to fine you for this. He said, no, mate, it ain't what it look like, mate. This is my pet mud crab. He said, I'll bring him down every day here for a swim. He said, bullshit. He said, yeah, mate, his name's Marty, mate. He said, here's my pet mud crab. I'll show you, I'll give him a swim and he'll come back. So he grabbed the mud crab and he's put him in the water. And the mud crab is all breaststroke and gone. He said, well, come on, Morton, where is he? Where's what?
What the heck is going on with the CD? I don't know. In my day, we had the wax cylinder that you crank up the old Victrola and you put it on there and you hear the crooning of the Flavins and the, hi, how you doing, baby? 23 skidoo.
This rambling nonsense brought to you by Uber Nostrum.
Funding Deutsche Feldenkompt.
Uber Nostrum.
It's delicious.
Uber Nostrum tastes just like candy.
I mean, it's tasty.
I enjoy the freedom of Uber Nostrum.
It takes the pain away.
Uber Nostrum.
Uber Nostrum makes me feel fresh.
Uber Nostrum improved my golf game.
I made $20,000.
I never knew love, and then I tried Uber Nostrum.
Uber Nostrum.
I haven't cried in weeks, I think.
You should take Uber Nostrum, just in case.
There's no downside.
It looks great. I look great.
I feel great now.
I feel good.
Good.
Goodness.
Savory goodness.
Uber Nostrum.
This is going to sound strange, but I feel like more like a woman.
I feel more like a woman.
Uber Nostrum changes lives.
Thank you, Uber Nostrum.
Thank God for
Uber Nostrum.
Du musst mehr gut gefühlt. Fühlen mit
Uber Nostrum.
Insane in the membrane.
pass your papers, please?
Let me see.
Hand me your suitcase. Let's open it.
I'm just a bit nervous, you understand.
Open the suitcase.
This hasn't happened too often.
I see.
See, I don't.
How many 62 packages of cigarettes? Why are you carrying all these into Germany for? What are you doing this for?
How long
have you been living in Berlin?
I don't live in Berlin.
Where do you live?
I live in Texas.
Texas?
Texas.
Oh, I see. Lyndon Johnson lives in Texas too,
I know.
Does he not?
Sure does.
Ah, this is all right.
You mind? Is it all right if I shut my suitcase off? Shut it off? Would you care for one of these cigarettes?
Now, who is this lady you are with?
What lady?
This lady here standing next to you.
This is,
Has she had papers?
Mrs. Stroh!
Papers!
Hello.
Let me see your papers.
Hey.
How come you have to yell so much? What did we do?
I don't yell.
We're just trying to get into the country.
This is my country. It's not your country. I'm here. I've been standing here for years and years doing this every day, and you're making me very angry.
Is this the fatherland?
This is the fatherland, yes.
Listen, you have to check all the mothers through cutting this tongue now. Hey, line up as soon as you finish and go.
Are you through with me, sir?
You may step over here to the right.
Thank you.
My name is Fritz. Open the suitcase, please.
Just a moment here. Just a moment.
Open. What is this with 62 copies of Horseshit Magazine? What are you carrying Horseshit Magazine
It's around? A hoax. Hold it. Hold it here.
Where is
right
it?
There.
What is this?
Hold it. Hold it. I'll never forget you, Fritz.
All right. Next. You may close this now.
All right.
Next. Who's up? Oh, here it comes. Who are you? Hand me a paper.
Here's my papers.
Oh. Your name is Duke? Put this to
Duke
de Wild. Have you seen many German movies? Do you ever go to the movies?
Never go to the movies.
What is this? You bring these into Germany? These are Japanese tools. Why do you bring Japanese tools to Germany where we make the finest tools ever? What are you doing? That's 60 marks for you. Oh, my God. What's the matter with you? Oh, my God. Please. Please, not here. Step. Oh, my God. You may step. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What are you doing? Oh. Who are you? What is your name? Hand me a paper. Is your name Larry? Larry Fanoga?
Yes.
Larry Fanoga?
Larry Fanoga.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? What are you doing that for?
I'm feeding the horse, make it go faster.
That's not a horse, that's a table.
What's the difference? Don't go too fast, neither for a table.
What is this? Ah, Zephyrin. CL brand of benzocanthin and is to present nasal spray. You have a cold? How long have you had a cold?
About a year.
You've had a cold for a year?
About.
Are you trying to bring a cold into this country? Oh, my God. Don't cough on me, man. What does this medal say? It says Berlin Survival Award, 1968.
So I got my cold.
You were here before in Berlin?
That's right.
What were you doing in Berlin?
You gave a concert.
You gave a concert in
That's
Berlin?
Right.
To whom?
The German people.
The German people?
Yes.
Don't take the German people lightly, I say. Who is this man here? Is it Arthur? Arthur Tripp?
Arthur.
Arthur. Tripp. It's a German Trip. Name, is it not?
English.
Tripp?
Yeah.
Tripp?
Yeah.
Stop giggling. You're having too much fun. You know, we arrest people for having too much fun here.
I beg your pardon.
When you come to someone else's country, do you run around on the gas and make it dirty everywhere you go?
No, I stick pretty close to the bars.
You know, you people all look... You bars?
You know...
We have a lot of bars here.
You sure do. Excuse me for laughing.
Don't laugh.
All right. I'll do that.
Who is this man here? The other man?
He's our leader.
He is your leader?
Yeah.
What is his function, and how does he lead you?
He directs us with signals.
Why? What?
Well, they're for various vocal noises that we use.
Vocal noises? Uh-huh. What are some of the noises?
Peep.
Peep.
Pua.
Pu- I see you all are very well organized. We all like order in Germany, you know. You have such a pleasant smile. May I see your papers?
Well, you see, I don't exactly have my papers with me.
You don't have papers?
I may have left them in my other bag.
In your
papers? Huh?
He has no papers.
I mean, if there was something I could do for you.
Do you have any identification?
Identification?
It's a nice watch you have.
Let me see.
Was ist los?
Well, it used to have a Mickey Mouse there.
I'll tell you what I'll do. If you give me that watch.
Nein!
That's a very strange German accent.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I was transported.
Are you sure he's not a Russian? He's a Russian, I think.
I think so.
Get him.
Hands up!
Oh, God.
What's going on?
You want an enema?
No, I'll take a cheeseburger.
Why is the bow tie going from your neck?
I'm practicing to fly.
Why is everyone in this group having bow ties going from their neck?
They're all weird.
Give me your watch.
I still don't trust this guy's accent.
Who is this? Who's? Come here. Come over here.
Who?
Do you have a suitcase?
We must watch this one.
All right. Let's open the suitcase. All right. What is this? Oh, you too carry many cigarettes. What is this lyrics? Ah, these are lyrics. My guitar wants to kill your mama. Ah. My guitar wants to burn your dad. I get real mean when he makes me mad. This is very good. This is very normal. German lyrics. You're welcome to our country. Don't laugh.
So many people in the neighborhood. So many people in the neighborhood. So many people in the neighborhood. I don't know if they're very good people.
Does your house smell like ass? Find out what you can do tonight.
Die Nacht verbringen. A, ihrer Frau oder B?
B.
Thing that you can do on the piano if you have one around. If you get tired of playing Home on the Range by Colors, you have to learn two different kinds of backgrounds. You can do them both in the key of C and you'll be all right. The first one is like this. one's pretty easy to master. And then there's another one which isn't too tricky either. Now those backgrounds, those two backgrounds will work for, oh, I think it's a total of 15,000 different rock and roll songs that you can all sing at parties.
Penis is what boys have down in front. Penis is the word, though it seems blunt. All boys have a penis, so no matter what you've heard, remember that penis is the proper word. Vulva is what girls have down below.
Even though most people call it vagina, and some children call it Virginia.
Vulva, when she's naked, it will show. All girls have a vulva, so no matter what you've heard, remember that vulva is the proper word. Both boys and girls have breasts. Each person recognizes they're found upon our chests and grow to different sizes. Our anus is a useful thing indeed. The anus gives relief in time of need. We all have an anus, so no matter what you've heard, remember that anus is the proper word.
Like Louis Armstrong, play the trumpet, I'll hit that bong and break y'all something soon. I got to get my props. Cops come and try to snatch my crops. These pigs wanna blow my house down. Head on the gram to the next town. They get mad when they come to raid my pad, and I'm out in the night.
Johnny, what are you chewing?
Here, Billy, hit the pinata.
I like the word dick sizzle.
If you're not drinking man juice, then you must be a
daddy.
Wow.
Wow.
Hi.
Paid for by the National Ice Board, not affiliated with the National Water Council or the National Association for the Advancement of Water Vapor.
Never stray too far from touching the jar that held my dear old meat. Thrill seekers took their seats. Each wooden stool they shift upon lets out the moaning creak. I uncork the jar, and the Brugnish begins to speak.
Hooked like a finger, he's shaped like a claw. A little bit stinky, locks on the lawn.
A smell the strudel, lick the dew.
Hooked like a finger, shaped like a claw. A dinner, it's stinky, locks on the lawn.
A stinky dinky cocktail weenie. I loves you. Friends about the best $1.50 you've ever did spend. You've ever did spend.
Hooked like a finger, shaped like a claw. Digging very stinky, locks on the lawn.
Smell the strudel, lick the dew.
Hooked like a finger, shaped like a claw.
Stinky locks on the lawn. Stinky dinky cock.
Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. But they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. And no one will keep that light from shining. Today, our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature.
Underneath all the defensive layers of denial, we're all afraid of being tortured.
Anguish.
We're all self-consciously living a lie.
And I knew what it was.
We're all happy Joes.
And I knew that this man was being tortured with.
How did it happen here in the land of the free, in the home of the brave?
Tortured with electricity.
I mean, in some banana republic.
Well, it kept getting louder.
Some distant past, like the Spanish Inquisition.
And more horrible.
World War II, the Nazis, and the fanatical Japs.
And each time.
But not us Americans.
And each time.
G.I. Joe.
And each time.
Frank Sinatra.
And each time.
Jerry Lewis, Autumn in New York.
The chief would tell the colonel.
Baseball.
To turn up the radio.
College football. Glenn Miller.
Pretty soon.
Somehow it doesn't fit with torture.
Pretty soon the radio was very, very loud.
But it does, of course it does.
I could still hear those sounds.
Because it was always a facade, the image of America. And now the facade has finally failed.
Anguish.
Like a burned out clutch.
Screaming.
Or a decayed tooth that breaks open.
Horrible.
They both smell bad. Strange. Ominous.
Going back to the office in the embassy, naturally I was speculating who that possibly could have been.
The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbored them. I appreciate so very much the members of Congress who have joined me in strongly condemning these attacks. And on behalf of the American people, I thank the many world leaders who have called to offer their condolences and assistance. America and our friends and allies join with all those who want peace and security in the world. And we stand together to win the war against terrorism. Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered, for all whose sense of safety and security has been threatened. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. America has stood down enemies before, and we will do so this time. None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you.
Demonic forces in the air. Demonic forces everywhere. Demonic forces in the air. Demonic forces everywhere. This is what we're all seeing. Destroyed by manipulators who hate love.
Pennywise, Joan, you're next.
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How can I help?
Jim, I really have a problem with impulse buying. I never have money left for anything.
Oh, why?
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem with buying.
Okay.
Buying anything.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
A lot of people have that problem. Take cash.
I feel we really need to buy right away.
After all, money is only paper and metal till you put it to use.
I never have money left.
But we've already decided to buy.
Impulse.
I really think it'll help.
Good idea.
Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, this is Pennywise. Line six, you're on. And your name is...
Bob.
Caller number five, you're on the air with Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Let's go to line seven on Pennywise. Hi, I'm Jim Phillips.
Bob, commercials. I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, well, listen. I think your first responsibility is to yourself and your family.
What?
Thanks for the call. Hello, you're on Pennywise with Jim Phillips, and you are...
Bob.
Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Commercials. Hello, caller?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
And your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
What?
Go ahead.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
You sound frustrated.
It's because I am.
Well, my kids and I, for example, love to build things with scrap lumber.
What?
All right. Thanks for the call, Carl.
Bob.
This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Bob.
Yeah, Barb.
Bob.
Go ahead.
The claims made in commercials. I get confused.
Why?
I get commercials confused. What?
Well, many religious people follow the biblical plan of tithing. You may want to visit with your clergy about it, but of course...
What? Commercials. I get confused by all the claims.
And your name is...
Bob.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A lot of people have that problem.
What?
Truth in advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising, though, can be a really good source of information because of the truth in advertising policy.
What?
Because of the truth in advertising policy.
What?
Truth in advertising.
What?
Truth in advertising. You see, the law requires advertisers to tell the truth.
What?
The truth. To tell the truth. Truth in advertising.
Good point.
So listen carefully to the wording of an ad.
What?
The truth in advertising.
What?
Well, then you have to decide if honesty goes both ways, right? After all, so... This is Pennywise. You're on the air. Hi, Bob. What can I do for you? This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Go to a party. Go to a party.
Ich hab echt keinen Bock mehr, du. So.
Das gilt jetzt für alle. Wenn ihr nicht sofort aufhört, mit euren scheiß Wasserpistolen hier rumzuspritzen und uns den ganzen Morgen hier vollsaut, dann brech ich das Move ab. Habt ihr verstanden? Ich brech das Move ab.
It's time to go home now.
Good night. And God bless America.
Yes, son. This must be a UFO. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Und das war auch schon wieder mal eine Folge UFO Hawaii. Heute mit der Nummer 18, Insane in the Membrane. Mit dabei waren unter anderem Richard Cheese, Negative Land, Michael Jackson, Cheech and Chong, Dennis Leary, Yoko Ono, Cassette Boy, 317 Wurst, Joe Meek, Workshop, Frank Zappa, Cypress Hill, Square Pusher, Alan Pillay, Tobias Sandberger, Heinz Strunk und noch viele, viele mehr. Ja, auch die komplette Playlist gibt's diesmal wieder unter www.treuland.com. Ich sag tschüss für heute. Euer Künstler Treu.
Good night, and God bless America.